Exclusive: Migrant apprehensions in March set record for Biden era. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on April 1, 2022. The apprehension of migrants illegally crossing the southwest border with Mexico between ports of entry in March set a new Biden-era record. According to a source operating under the auspices of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 209,000 migrants in March, up from just over 169,000 last March. Border Patrol agents in the nine southwest border sectors apprehended more than 209,000 migrants in March who illegally crossed the border between ports of entry, the source who spoke to Breitbart Texas on condition of anonymity revealed. This represents an increase of nearly 24% over last March when agents apprehended just over 169,000 migrants. The apprehension of 209,000 migrants in March represents the highest number of migrant apprehensions for this month since March 2000, the last year of the Clinton administration. It also breaks the Biden-era record of 200,658 set in July 2021. The March apprehension total is also up significantly from the previous month when agents apprehended only 158,000 migrants, a jump of more than 32%. Agents in the nation's three busiest sectors, Rio Grande Valley, Del Rio, and Yuma, apprehended a total of more than 114,000 of the 209,000 total apprehensions. The Rio Grande Valley sector apprehended nearly 44,000 migrants. This was followed closely by the apprehension in the Del Rio sector of more than 41,000 and an additional 29,000 in the Yuma sector. The March apprehensions put the total during the first 6 months of fiscal year 2022 at more than 1 million, Breitbart reported. The source revealed the startling number of apprehensions that appear to still be on the increase. The source says nearly 8,000 migrants were apprehended on Wednesday, breaking the single-day record for migrant encounters at the southwest border. Nearly 7 of 10 migrants apprehended since October 1 are single adults, according to the source. The source says limited removal pathways are contributing to overcrowding at Border Patrol processing facilities. The source says limited removal options are causing large amounts of released migrants. The only significant tool is the Trump-era Emergency Title 42 COVID-19 CDC order, which could quickly expel applicable migrants from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador with minimal administrative processing. The order, according to the source, is expected to end soon and will eliminate the widely used pathway of removal. Reaching the million migrant mark has brought about another hardship on the agency, according to the source. With facility overcrowding and the need to transport, process, and provide humanitarian care to many people, human resources are overwhelmed. Agents are no longer capable of routine patrols in many areas, the source contends. Certain areas of the border are not routinely patrolled and the federal agency relies on state and local law enforcement to detain migrants in western Texas. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.